His divine grace, the boy Charanaravind, the Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai, Viskrampatissa Acharya Jagat Guru, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Jayananta Kota Vaishnava Brinda Ki Jai, Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Premsikaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Bhavanityananda, Sri Advaita Garatha Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Brinda Jai. Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Sham Kund Radha Kund Giri Govardhana Ki Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadeep Shimai Padam Ki Jai Gangamai Ki Jai Jamunamai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Tulasi Maharani Ki Jai Sri Harinam Sankirtan Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Jai Nitai Gopa Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Glories to Sri Prabhupada. So today is the Chandanyatra Festival, Sri Sri Radha Madhav. Sri Radha Madhav Chandanyatra Mahotsav Ki. So this is celebrated, and it starts on this day called the Tritiya, Akshaya Tritiya. It's a very auspicious day for starting anything. If you start things on this day, it will continue, you'll have success in whatever program you start. You see, the Treta Yuga also started on this day of Akshaya Tritiya. And because Jagannath was the Yuga Dharma for Treta Yuga, then barley, grains, which they offer into the sacrifice, that was created and should also be offered today. So if you have deities, you can make some barley preparation for your deities. You can have a homa and offer barley or cook some preparation with barley and offer to the deity. So, it's a festival that is observed for the festival of Jagannath's Chandan Yatra. It's famous as Jagannath's Chandan Yatra because still Jagannath performs this festival very gorgeously every year. And it goes for 21 days. Chandan Yatra festival. So Jagannath, he kind of sets the standard of deity worship for the whole universe. Everybody respects Jagannath's standard of deity worship. It's been coming from Satyayuga, the time of Indrajumna. And so that tradition is still going on today, so we always try to follow authoritative practices like they do in Jagannath Puri, then you know it's bona fide. So we try to observe their festivals, and then we introduce them also. So just like we have the Rath Yatra festival, and Avadana Shasti offering the winter cloth to Lord Jagannath, Snan Yatra. So it's Chandan Yatra, it's the beginning of the hot season in India at least. So it marks the day, you'll notice the immediate change now, they get hot. So Jagannath is very intelligent, Krishna is very intelligent. So what do you do in hot weather? You put yourself in Chandan. So he has Chandan smeared all over his body for 21 days. He's cooling, it's very cooling. We think of putting a little bit of chandan on our head, but Jagannath puts it all over his body. So in this way, Jagannath keeps very cool. And of course, just before this was it's still going on actually, the Jaldan, we're dripping water on Tulsi and the Shalagram Shila. This is for 1 month. It's going on for 1 month, during the month of Vaishak, Madhusudan month. So these are all pastimes of pleasure for Krishna's summer top pastimes, and he has all these wonderful engagements that everybody can get engaged in and offer service to Krishna for his pleasure. And his pleasure in the summer is keeping cool, so and even after at the end of Chandan Yatra, then there is the Krishna Salila. And then for another month, Krishna comes down to a water body and there's fountains, and so that goes on for 1 month. So like all this whole period of really hot seasons, 2 months of the summer, then Krishna's always connected with water pastimes. And so then Jagannath, after they apply chandan on this day, then in the evening time, they go for a boat ride on the Narendra Sarovara. You go to Jagannath Mandir, if you're facing from the Shingadara, the Lion's Gate, and then you go from your right side, you walk down the Grand Road for about 10 minutes, and on the left side is the Narendra Sarovara, the big pukkur there. And So Jagannath goes to that pukkur every evening for these 21 days, and they decorate all the road and everything with some bamboo structures and leaves, so it's pleasing for him. And then Jagannath is brought on the palanquin. They bring the small deities. They have Krishna and Balaram with Ramakrishna and Madan Gopal. It's the Madan Gopal small deity who stands next to Jagannath, and he observes all the different types of festivals. He's like a little Lord Sub deity. So he goes on the palanquin. And Lakshmi and Saraswati also go. And there's also some Shivas go, five Shivas go. And actually they have two boats. And then they go around the kokor, sometimes nice and cool in the evening. Then they have an island in the center, and they go onto the island. And they have a big pot of chandan, like a big tub. And they pick Madan Gopal, and they actually put him in the tub of chandan, so he's standing up to his neck and he's cooling him. Then on the last day, they go around many, many, many times. It goes on at 1 o'clock in the morning, something like that. Anyway, so we can see all that. We're going to observe all this festival. You see, tonight we have a boat festival. About 5 o'clock, 5:30, we'll leave. We go to Prabhupada's pukur. Father Mother will go on the palanquin with the kirtan and everything. And then they'll go sometimes around the pukur on the boat. And devotees bring in boga, so you can make boga, you can make garlands, whatever, chandan, tulsi. And so in this way, Jagannath gives, or the Radha Madhava will give everyone an opportunity for service. So festivals like this, and when the deity leaves the temple, he becomes known as Patita Pavana. He's very, very merciful. So just like Jagannath in temple, they don't let non-Hindus in the temple, so we can never see Jagannath. But that same Jagannath, he comes out on the Rath during Rath Yatra, then everybody can see him. So he's known as Patita Pavana. When he leaves the temple, he's known as Patita Pavana, because everyone gets the opportunity to serve him. So, like that, you can also make offerings. You can offer them directly to deity, or you can even offer them right where you are. You can just present the offering to Jagannath, to Radha Madhava. And Radha Madhava is accepting all that. Just like when we have the Snan Yatra also, in our Jagannath temple, then, hundreds and thousands of people come. And they're not second initiated brahmanas or anything like that. All village people are coming, and they bring their tins of water and their bisli bottles full of milk and things like that. And so they're all allowed to bathe Lord Jagannath, whereas otherwise he's very strict. And but because he comes out of the temple, then he takes on that mood of Patita Pavana. It means very, very merciful to everyone, and everybody gets the opportunity to serve him. So here also we offer, as Jagannath does, he has a different vesha. He has a dress, he changes his dress every day for this festival. So you can also see, we take darshan. Today is the Natabara dress. Natabara means the great dancer, the greatest dancer. But Krishna is famous as being Natabara, Navanitana. He's famous as a great dancer. So here they're going to be in the dancing dress. I won't reveal so much more, because you won't get such a surprise when you see the darshan. But it's like dancing oriented. The mood is of dancing. And Big Mother will be covered in chandan, all completely chandan. Small Madhava also. And tomorrow he'll have another dress. So there's all kinds of dresses. Govardhan dress, then they'll make like an anakut, offering all the different items, food items, and then there's a julan or a potuli, Krishna swings, a janma, Krishna janma titi, when he's a newborn baby, Krishna's birthday. Kandaporat, the Cupid's chariot. Agasura bears, they bring in the Agasura, big demon with his mouth open. He was going to swallow all the cowboys. Gajendra Moksha, how Gajendra was being attacked by the crocodile, and then Krishna came and cut his head off. So you see this. So not only here, also in Jagannath Temple, you can see the same festival. So if you want to go to Jagannath Temple also for the next 20 days, you can see they have the same kind of festival going on. And they'll also be offering different veshas like that every day. And yeah, so I'd like to thank all the devotees who are engaged in making all these preparations from different dresses and making chandan. And yeah, here, both here and the and Jagannath Mandir. Mostly it's Sri Radha's school is doing Radha Madhava, most of that. It's such a nice service, because it's like the school, it's their art class. So during their artistic class, and they're making all these little figures, and they're painting little figures, and they're making signs, and all kinds of artistic decorations are going on. So this is their actual class. So they get an opportunity to, you know, they're studying art, but and it's going to be practically used. And eventually they'll see it on Radha Madhava or Jagannath. So we never had this kind of opportunity when we were kids. We didn't even know who Krishna was, what to speak of serving him as you know, even small children we could serve, and then actually see Krishna wearing your things, and it's a great thing for all the, because we didn't have that opportunity as when we were children. So anyway, the Gaudiyas, they relate this festival to Madhavendra Puri's pastime. Coincidentally, it appears that it happened right at this time of Jagannath's Chandan Yatra, that pastime of Madhavendra took place. Madhavendra Puri took place in. So maybe we can hear something about the story of Madhavendra Puri. And Mahaprabhu was glorifying the devotional service, the pure devotional service of Sri Madhavendra Puri. So we relate a bit some of his story in regarding to the Chandan Yatra festival. Jaya Jaya Gaura Chandra Jaya Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Pinda. Jai Jai Gaura Chandra Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Pinda. Jai Jai Gaura Chandra Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So Madhavendra Puri, when he was wandering around, he went to Vrindavan. And there he went to the Govardhan Hill. And there he began to do his worship there in his bhajan. He was to come to make Govardhan Hill and take his bath. And he was he had taken the vrata, his vrata was that he would never beg food. If food came, he would eat it. If it didn't come, he wouldn't eat. That was his vrata. He was just dependent on Krishna. Not that he was concerned with the vrata or the results of any vrata, but because he was absorbed in chanting the holy names, nothing else really affected him. So he wasn't like a vrata for some particular for a benefit. But he just wanted more time to be absorbed in chanting the holy names. So it was a waste of time going out asking for food and everything like that. So he would just spend time chanting, which was his main occupation. And whatever came, then that food he would take. So he was sitting under a tree to take his evening rest. He, wherever he was, he would take rest, and he's just chanting. And then all of a sudden, one of the boy come up with a pot of milk, and he said, "Here, Baba, you take the milk. We've got some dude for you." And he said, "Madhavendra Puri, I bought you this milk, but why don't you come and ask for some food and beg food in our village? We love to serve the sadhu, so you should come and beg food. No need. But what is kind of meditation you're undergoing? What is the austerity you're undergoing? You come and ask for food." Madhavendra saw this boy, so sweet, he was completely charmed, you know. He forgot everything. He just, this wonderful little boy was standing there. So Madhavendra Puri said, "And who are you? And where do you reside? And why did you come here? How did you know I was fasting?" And he said, "Well, I live in this village. I'm a coward boy. And in my village, nobody fasts. We don't like to see anybody fast. So anyway, the coward ladies come up to get water, and they told me that one Sadhu Baba is there, and he's not eating. So you go and take him some dudh, some milk." So he said, "You take the milk." He said, "I've got to go and look after the cows. I'll come back later on and collect my pot." And then the little boy disappeared. And Madhavendra Puri was there. He was thrilled. He was that wonderful little boy who brought me this meal. And he was just overjoyed to see him. Anyway, he Madhavendra Puri jungled the milk, and then he washed the pot, and then he put it down, and he started to... he was waiting for the boy to come back, but the little boy never came. And anyway, he started chanting, and then like he went into a little sleep at the end of night. And while he was sleeping, in his dream, that little boy came. The little boy who brought the milk, he came in the dream. And he said, "Madhavendra Puri, come with me." And he held his hand, and he took him into some bushes, and everything were there. He said, "I'm here. I'm under this bush. I'm under the ground." He said, "One time when the Muslims came to attack," he said, "the priest hit me under the ground. And then they all ran away out of fear. And I've been laying here a long time. I'm very hot and uncomfortable here. I have to tolerate all the rain, all the heat, and all this, all the different inconveniences. So you please get the village people to take me out of this situation." He said, "My name is Gopal. I was actually installed here by Rajanath, who was the great grandson of Lord Krishna." Rajanath installed many famous deities in Vrindavan. Govinda Gopinath, Madan Mohan, Vrindadevi. And so Gopal, he was one of those deities from the time of the great grandson of Krishna, Rajanath. So he said, you bring everybody and you take me up and you put me on the hill, on top of the hill. You make a little temple for me there. I'll sit on top of the hill. And then you should give me a big bath, because I'm here so long. And I'm hot and dirty, I've been in the dust, so give me the Maha Shnan. You give so much cool water you keep bringing and pouring on my body. So in this way then you can put me in the temple. For a long, long time I've been thinking, when will Madhavendra Puri come? When will Madhavendra Puri come? I want to accept his service. And now at last you've come, so please do this favor. I want to accept your service. And the reason I'm accepting your service is due to your ecstatic love for me. And therefore I'm going to manifest. Because of your love, I will manifest to everyone, and everyone will be able to have my savor. So I'm known as Gopal, and I'm the lifter of Govardhan Hill. And here on Govardhan, I'm the authority. So you establish me here. So then in the morning, I immediately woke up and Madhavendra thought, wow, I saw Krishna. He came and he personally brought me a pot of milk and I couldn't recognize him. Oh, he was lamenting so much. But anyway, he so kindly appeared in my dream and he's given me seva. So we have to perform the seva that he wants. It's his desire. So immediately went to the village and he called all the village people and he said, Gopal is there in the hill. He's buried under the ground. Bring your hatchets and spades and their armies, and we'll go and get. He's in the jungle. So then they all went, and Madhavendra Puri showed the place, and they cleared all the jungle, and then they actually discovered that Gopal was there. So. So then they saw, everyone was amazed when they saw the deity was lying there. But he was very, very heavy. One person couldn't lift him, so they had to have many men. And then they lifted him up and put him on a big stone slab. And then they had another big stone behind him. So he was supported behind. And then they all come and they brought so much water from Govinda Kunda. And they started the Mahabhishek of Gopal. And they got hundreds of pots. Everyone was bringing hundreds of pots of waters and from Govinda Kund and pouring it on the deity, and all the women were chanting different songs and making auspicious sounds. And there was all kinds of musical instruments and bugles. It turned into a big festival. And then everybody was bringing all kinds of foodstuffs to eat after the Abhishek. And Madhavendra Puri personally supervised the whole thing. And he had the massage of deity with so much oil. Pouring so much oil and massaging. And then giving different kinds of bath. Panchagavya, shnan, the five ingredients from the cow. Milk, yogurt, ghee, and cow urine and cow dung. They were all used for bathing Gopal. Then they were using panchamrita. Five kinds of nectar, milk, yogurt, ghee, honey, and sugar. Then all other kinds of different baths they were offering. And rubbing ghee on the body of the deity because he had this stone. And he'd been very dry for a long time, so they're putting oil and ghee, so it was kind of got absorbed in the stone and the black color. The black color will come back again when you put oil and ghee on the deity. So, then they were offering nice new clothes and ornaments. And everybody started bringing ornaments and foodstuffs. And it was like another anukut. And people were bringing from different villages. So it went on and on and on for many, many days. Because another village, we want to do the service with Gopal. So then another village would come and they would bring their bullock carts and load it up with all kinds of foodstuffs and they would have a festival. And then another village, all we want to do is all the villages for miles around, they were all coming. And so the festival was going on for days and days. And everybody was saying, this is exactly like Anukut. It's you know, the famous festival when Krishna lifted the hill and they had that famous Anukut. And They said it's just an exact replica of that, and there was, you know, pots and pots of food and stacks of chapatis and gallons of drinking substances, all kinds of tambolam and spices, everything. So he became very satisfied. Gopal was very satisfied with it. Because he said, I've been hungry for many, many days. So he was... he was eating everything. Everything that was brought, he ate for days and days and days and days. So, Madhavendra Puri was such a devotee, he was actually witnessing. Actually, Gopal was eating all this food. Not everybody could see, but he could see. He was eating everything that came, he ate. But out of his mercy, he left everything also, as Mahaprasad. But Madhavendra Puri could actually see him. He ate everything. But the others couldn't. Not everybody could see. But they saw the prasad was still there. They would accept the prasad. So... Anyway, they made a temporary temple there, and they made a bed for him, and they put straw in there, bitchali straw, and then covered it with the sheets and blankets, and then they laid Gopal down on a kind of a soft mattress, straw mattress, and covered with cloth, and then they massaged his legs as he was sleeping, and then they let him take rest after all that. Then Madhavendra Puri also gave the order, because he was personally conducting everything. Now you feed everyone. And, you know, like that, he fed everyone. And then finally, at the end of the day, then Madhavendra Puri took a little bit of milk preparation. And after all that huge feast, Madhavendra Puri just took a little bit of milk. So this was the nature. And then Madhavendra Puri, then he initiated some of the local brahmanas into Vaishnava mantras so they could worship the deity. And Prabhupada said this shows the supremacy of Vaishnava, because they were brahmanas, they were born brahmanas. They were initiated into Brahman mantras. But Prabhupada said, but still, to worship Vishnu, one has to be a Vaishnava. So he initiated the Brahmins and made them into Vaishnavas. And then he established Gopal's worship. And he told them how to worship and how to maintain the worship of the deity. So that deity now that deity is in Natadwa, yeah? Natadwa? Kupalya. Yeah. The Balab Sampradaya looking after that deity. Very gorgeous worship goes on there also, even today. Very famous deity, Natadwa. Natji. And again, he offers his service to so many devotees. I think they make a new dress every day for him. It's quite a simple dress, a piece of cloth with a border sewn on. But every day he gets a new dress. And there's the train that comes into Natadwa. They have one carriage. This is for Natji. Special carriage that comes on the train when it goes. And everybody loads it up with vegetables, potatoes, ghee, oil, sugar, waiter. So all the devotees, all from miles around, people come. And then that train comes in, and that carriage is just looking for a Gopal Seva. Then they unload everything. And then all the devotees come, and they're voluntary, and they sort all the rice out and get all the bugs out and stack everything up. And then also, they people come and they sponsor that, they buy that, all that, the grains or the subsidies and everything. And they offer it to Gopal. They have a weighing machine also. They sit on one side of the machine and they load it up the other side if you're going to be, you know, tins of oil or something until you get your weight in oil or ghee or grains. They have a scale and you offer your weight in foodstuffs or whatever it is to Gopal. So like that, the deity is really nicely maintained. So there's hardly any expense for the deity. It's all coming from outside. And then people, kings, they donate land to the deity. So this is the system, so that the deity becomes quite opulent. And you see, he has so much land donated, so he doesn't have to worry about his, you know, devotees work the land, but they give percentage to the deity. So Prabhupada said this was a system, you know. In Jagannath Puri also, like the same thing, they offer land to Jagannath. He's got so much land. So in this way the deity worship goes on and there's no inconvenience, because there's always, you know, the supplies are coming in and the kings would help establish this. So in this way, when the deity was established, and the worship could continue to go on for as long as possible. And anyway, even today, that worship is going on very nicely by the Vallabha Sampradaya. Actually, Prabhupada said that's our deity, because Mother Vendrapuri actually found him again. He said that's our deity, we should go and claim it. We should go and claim it from the Vallabha Sampradaya. We should bring it as our Gopala, because it's Mother Vendrapuri's. But somehow or another, over the years, the Vallabha Sampradaya started to worship Gopal, and then because of the atrocities of the Mughals and the Muslims and things like that, and they were breaking deities and things, so then they moved, the Balabs moved away to Nathwa. Which state is that? Rajasthan, yeah, in Rajasthan. So they moved away to Rajasthan for protection. So still that Sampradaya, they're still worshipping. It's gorgeous worship, so nobody's dissatisfied with the worship. So that was Gopal, the holder of the Govardhan Hill. So anyway, he established the worship nicely. Then after some time, Gopal again appeared to Madhava Vendrapuri in a dream, and he said, I'm still not cool enough, I need more cooling. That was a nice, the worship was very nice and everything was very, but still I'm feeling a bit hot from all that laying. So I was a long time under the ground, so if you go and go to South India and you can get some chandan and then put it on my body, I think that would be very nice, that will cool me sufficiently. So he said, you get so much chandan and so much camphor, and you mix it, grind it together, and you offer it on my body. So Madhava Vendrapuri woke up, he was so happy that he got another order from Gopal. So he had established the worship nice, he was going on with Gopal, with the local brahmanas. So then he told him he was leaving, he was going to bring the chandan. So the Madhava Vendrapuri started for South India. Then he came to Ramuna. Where there is a deity of Gopinath, another famous deity. And Madhava Vendrapuri was there, and he was talking to the pujaris and everything, and asking, you know, what kind of service they're doing, what kind of offerings they're doing, because he saw the very nice worship was going on. He said, we can give to our Gopal also. And then they were offering the kheer, and the pujari said, this is very, very famous kheer. That we were offering. It's a very famous offering, Amrit Kali. It's a nectar offering. Nobody can ever taste anything like this or make anything like this. It's such a nectarian preparation from milk, kheer. So, Madhavan grew, oh, it sounds nice. Gopal would like that also. So he was thinking, if somehow or another a little bit of a prasad comes to me and I could taste that, then I could understand how we could make it an offer to Gopal, because it's such a famous preparation for Gopinath. But then he felt a little bit ashamed. He thought, the offering was just going on for the deity, and I was thinking about tasting it, while the offering was going on. He felt in his own consciousness, he felt, oh, it wasn't good for me to think like that. So then he paid his obeisances and he left. And he went to the marketplace. It's night time then, the market was empty, but he just went to a marketplace and he sat down to chant. It was a lonely place, so he thought. And then Gopinath, he appeared to his pujari, and he was sleeping. He said, "Wake up, wake up." He said, "Go into the temple." He said, "And you look behind the curtain." He said, "I stashed one pot of kheer there. You didn't see it. By my tricks," he said, "you didn't see it, but I put one pot behind the curtain and it's still there. So you go in and you take that pot and you go to the market and you call out for Madhavendra Puri and you give him this kheer. He is out there chanting somewhere." So Pujari immediately surprised, he woke up, so he took bath and he quickly went into the deity room and he saw the pot of kheer was there right behind the curtain. So so he went out to the marketplace and he was calling, it was night time, no one was there. He was calling, "Is there anyone named Madhavendra Puri? Is there anyone named Madhavendra Puri? I have something from Gopinath, he has sent something for you. Madhavendra Puri. There's no one more fortunate than Madhavendra Puri. Gopinath has sent you his own kheer. He stole it for you. And he wants you to eat it. Come forward, wherever you are, Madhavendra Puri, Madhavendra." Madhavendra Puri was hearing, "Oh, what were you saying?" He said, "Yeah," he said, "Gopinath stole it for you. And so Madhavendra Puri was in ecstasy. He got this kheer. He ate the kheer. And then he broke the pot into small pieces and he tied it in his cloth. He didn't keep it every day, he would eat a little bit of the clay pot. That was his sense. So then he left for Puri. He said, "Oh, when this news gets out, there may be many people come and I don't want any praise. I may be too much pratishtha, I'll fall down." So he went on to Jagannath Puri where he was going to collect the chandan. So anyway, by the time he got there, his fame and the story of Gopinath, how he stole the kheer, had already reached, so everybody knew and they were respecting him. So anyway, they also helped him to get the chandan with the mercy of the king and the pandas. They secured the chandan for him and the camphor. And they gave him some money to pay the tax, because there was different toll collectors when you cross rivers and things like that. And they sent a couple of helpers with him to carry the chandan back to Vrindavan. So then, anyway, on his way back, he took rest at Ramona, and again Gopal appeared. Gopal came in his dream and he said, "Oh, thank you for bringing that chandan. I've received the chandan." He said, "But actually what you can do, you can grind it up now and offer it to Gopinath. If you offer it to Gopinath, I'm going to be satisfied. I'll accept all that nice cooling chandan and camphor. But just simply by your offering it to Gopinath. Otherwise," he said, "you have a long, long way to go to Vrindavan. It's a very long walk. And you've got this heavy waist, chandan to carry. So you just grind it up here in Ramuna, have some devotees grind it, and then you can offer it to Gopinath, and I'll be completely satisfied. So then he stayed there and they ground until the whole supply of stock was finished, and then the summer was finished. So then after that, Madhavendrapuri left, he went back to see Gopal. So the Chandanyatra coincides with that particular pastime with Madhavendrapuri and the Gopinath. So the Gaudiya is generally, this is our observant, we're remembering Gopal's, Madhavendrapuri's pastime and Leela with Gopal. And showing how Krishna is a Chintaveda-Veda Tattva, simultaneously one and different. You put Chandan on Gopinath and Gopal is getting satisfaction. And Prabhupada also says, also the fact that he stole the kiya, you know, stealing is not a good thing. You may get a bad reputation for stealing. But here, Gopinath steals, but he gets a good reputation. He's worshipped. They worship him in the temple for it. And they call him Kiya Chor Gopinachi. Chor means thief. The thief you stole, that's his name. Everybody knows him. You're a thief. So they actually worship him as a thief. So this is Krishna's inconceivable nature. We do something, we get condemned, and Krishna does this, and he gets worshipped for it. And Prabhupada also gives us the example of Ranchar. Ranchar is also in Gujarat. Ranchar Gita. He fled from the battlefield, so he's a coward. Of course, he had another excuse to go. He just got a letter from Rukmini. He thought this is a pretty interesting letter, you know, from Rukmini. Better than killing fighting with Jarasandha. I already had this became a bit boring. I already defeated him 18 times. But this is interesting. His Rukmini wants to get married to me. So he ran away. He left the battlefield to go and see Rukmini. So he's called Jarasandha. He's a coward. So he's known as the coward Ranchar. Because it's an ignoble act. Krishna said, Arjuna, if you leave the battlefield, they're going to call you a coward. Everyone's going to laugh at you. Your family will mock you. You lose all your fame. So that's it. But Krishna does it. He becomes famous. They make a temple. And they put it, his rancho, Krishna rancho. They make a temple and worship him daily. Wonderful pastimes of Krishna. Jai Sri Sri Madhavendra Puripad ki jai, Sri Gopal ki jai, Sri Gopinath ki jai, Sri Sri Radha Madhav Chandanyatra Mahotsav ki, Nitai Gope Manami. Very well. Hare Krishna. So we should take our shower. Hare Krishna.